The Federation is it's got about nearly 200,000 members, all of whom are small businesses. So it's a membership organisation, and we are there to protect and promote the interests of all our members.
Obviously, small business is very important to the economy. How can you help them?
Okay, well, if you take, for example, my position, I'm here in East Anglia, I cover Norfolk and Suffolk, and I'm here to support members with whatever issues they may be having, either singly on their own or collectively. So it could be for an individual retailer, they've got difficulties with parking in their area, or someone wants to build somewhere, they've got planning issues, or it could be collectively something more general like difficulties in this area with broadband or with roads and infrastructure. So one element of what the FSB does is the lobbying and campaigning. We gather information from all our members about what issues are affecting them, and we use that information, data, surveys, individual case studies, and we will lobby and campaign for change or to have input when decisions are being made about things going forward that will affect small businesses.
Is it really a case of strength in numbers?
Very much so. Another element of what we do is we have a whole package of benefits for members. In fact, that's probably the main reason why most of our members join. The lobbying campaigning is one element, but the benefits is almost, I think, more important to many of our members. When they join, they pay a membership fee, which they then pay every year. And for that, there is a package of 18 benefits, which includes free legal advice 24/7, 365 days of the year. They have access to free banking through a particular bank. They have cheap deals through card terminals, card processing terminals. There's fuel cards, there's insurance, cheaper deals. There's a library of online documents that they can access, several hundred documents, which can be employment contracts, can be trading contracts, health and safety checklists, all manner of things. So the majority of our members join because they want access to that infrastructure backup of support that being a member gives them.
Are your members now finding that the economy is improving?
I think that depends what sector they're in and where exactly in the locality they are as well. So I think probably mixed fortunes. You mentioned the strength in numbers, and that's very much, the history of the organisation. We were started by a chap up in Blackpool 42 years ago who at the time wasn't very happy about what was going on with national insurance contributions for employers. And he was rather incensed. He gathered like-minded businesses around him, and the FSB was born, in effect. It was, gathered momentum very quickly. So the history is in that kind of strength of numbers, which means we can do the lobbying campaigning and be a voice. The government find us a useful resource in that we will survey and we will gather data, and they can come to us. They frequently come to us to find out what it is businesses are saying about any particular issue.
So you are actually almost a spokesperson for all small businesses around the area.
Well, personally, I work for the Federation. I'm not a member, and I'm here to support them. There is actually a branch structure and a regional structure where members gather and have their own meetings. So we actually have a chairman, and a newly elected chairman for the Eastern Region called Selina Dawson, and actually more often than not she will be the spokesperson because she is actually a member, so she really can speak from a member's point of view. So more often than not it will be Selina that speaks. But yes, I'm here to support, promote, protect members' interests.
And how important is it that you get the members together at events like you're having tonight?
Well, as I said to you, people join with different motivations, and some people really aren't bothered about coming to local events, and that's absolutely fine. They may have joined for that package of benefits, and if they don't want to get involved locally, we don't mind that. Equally, lots of people do like to get together. There are benefits in meeting other businesses, sharing problems, networking, telling each other what businesses they've got, and then you see business to business happening and the networking actually having an impact. So it's horses for courses. Actually turning up at events and being involved locally isn't for everyone, but we are here for those that want to do that.